Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And that's Tyreek Hill. And the league is
interested. You think so?
I think so. I do. I think there's a number of reasons why teams are interested. I think we know that. And I can go through them if you'd like me to. And there's some things that would that teams are also trying to figure out.
Okay.
There's once again, I hate to put it that way, but an off-the-field concern that the league is looking into that their teams are curious about that's going on with him. That is obviously part of the equation if you're going to trade for Tyreek Hill. The first thing would be, if this move happens with Miami, it's essentially them waving the white flag, right? Season's over. We're probably in a spot by the time the trade deadline rolls around. This slight rebuild we're on, we're going to continue to move into it further, right?
All right. Well, everybody's got an opinion. That was Steve Smith and James Palmer from NFL Network talking yesterday, got into the whole Tyreek Hill thing. Has he lost it? Is he still playing at a high level? Yes, he is. Problem is nobody else is on that offense, but he is. He's fine. I might be the only guy, besides that stuff off the field, Tyreek Hill's fine. Tyreek Hill can run. He can catch. He's been, by the way, he says all the right things. Says all the right things. All of them. I mean, he went all in on this whole thing. Even after the game, we're going to get turned around, and he's saying all the right things. But, when we're looking and we're pointing fingers at everything through the first 3 weeks and what's going on and both sides of the ball, well, I think it's a defense, and I think it's everybody, by the way. It is. It's not just a Tua thing. Although the quarterback's pretty damn important. You probably know that by now. But it's not a Tyreek thing. It's not a Jalen Waddle thing. They're doing what they're asked to do. They don't draw their own plays up. When they are open, they don't throw the ball to themselves. They're fine. I have no problem with Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle. I guess the one knock is they take themselves out of the game too much. I mean, if and this is the time of the the microscope and everybody's under it and a little dogpiling when you're down on somebody, just keep adding some other stuff, throw a little conspiracy theory stuff in there and just really get it juicy. Get that big fat kid on top of that when you're piling on. That last kid, always the one that really hurts you, man, when you're at the bottom. Like, oh, God, why'd he get on there? Damn, now I'm mad. But there's nothing wrong, Tyreek.
No, he's far from the problem, Joe, but I think the problem is you got another, analyst talking about the Dolphins with it. What do you call it, a slight rebuild? Is that like a step up from a
reset? they were going through the whole thing of trying to figure out, first of all.
It just sucks. Like, you're going to week four, and they're talking about if you trade Tyreek Hill, you've given up, you're waving the white flag on the season, right? It's just not the kind of conversation you want to have before you get through the first month of the season.
That's true, by the way, this is what happens when you – didn't have a great camp and you're 0-3 to start the year. And then but everybody's in on this Tyreek Hill. People have been trading Tyreek Hill the whole camp.
They are going to trade him though this year, I would think.
I don't think so. I personally don't think
so. Well, the only reason they wouldn't is because you still have Chris Greer there, and he's going to still be stubborn, and they're going to try to hang on to this thing as long as they
can. If those two are still here, you're exactly right.
They may
right.
not. You're right.
They are going to go, you know what? Unless somebody puts a gun at our head from the top, we're playing. And that guy.
This thing keeps going this way. I can't imagine they're going to be around the whole year.
I think there's.
Let me ask you this: is Tyreek Hill in your future plans? Like, if you, Joe Rose, were trying to reset or rebuild or whatever the hell it is they're doing, Tyreek's not in your future plans.
But I think there's probably a lot of guys not in if they don't start playing better. A lot of guys not going to be in the future.
There's a lot of guys that start moving, but like Tyreek would be on the top of that list.
Yes,
because he's your most valuable asset. Assuming that he doesn't get suspended for the rest of the year, if they've, you know, those find guys, out that stuff is true, but
those guys are over there right now going, I'm telling you how they think. We used to think the same way. There's 14 games left. We look at our schedule. We know if we play our best, we're going to have a chance to win. You're going to hear it every week. We know if we play our best and we start to play, and there's people over there saying, if we play like we played against the Buffalo Bills, we will beat the Jets. That is the conversation over there.
Yeah, and if we played against the Colts, we're going to get blown out. So, like, what's, you know.
I'm just telling you.
Yeah, it's three. The conversation
they've gotten
there.
Better, and they're going to but let me tell you something, man. They lose this game. They think the dogpiling got bad. If you somehow lose to this Jets team that's got.
At home on Monday night as a favorite,
And the Jets have all kinds of their own problems. I mean, they're not coming down here going, we feel really good because we got a new head coach. they got their own problem. They don't even know who's starting a quarterback yet. They don't know if Justin Fields on the concussion, I guess we'll know maybe more today, or Tyrod Taylor, who gives us a better chance. We got to win games, but we got to see if Justin Fields, we gave pretty good money to come in, named him the starter. We can't give up on him already. And then, you know, they're talking about I literally listened to their stuff yesterday. He was talking about how bad the tackling is on that team. Some record amount of missed tackles. They're talking about coverages that the coordinator wants to play, zone coverage. The defensive back coach wants to play man-to-man. I got to get them on the same page. And I'm like, ooh, I have nothing against their head coach. I know he's a first-timer. And I hear some of the stuff coming out of his mouth, and he sounds like a first-time head coach. These are things like, you know, if they are going on, maybe you take care of them privately and don't talk about them would be my first thought with this whole thing. But this Tyreek Hill thing, listen, there's blame, you know, this offense, and then guys are writing, our writers are writing about it's the defense, and they can't stop the run. It's true. They have not stopped the run. They're one of the worst teams in football. Probably the biggest surprise of everything. But I also push that if our quarterback stayed healthy, that I thought we're going to have a pretty good year, at least beat the teams we're supposed to. And there's a lot of those supposed to teams on this schedule. There is. And they're not going away. And but if you continue to play as poorly as you are on both sides of the football, then it really won't matter, because I'm guessing the same formula is getting ready to pop up for the Jets, although I don't think they have the manpower to do it. But they're going to try offensively to do the same things that the Colts, the Patriots, and the Bills have done. Run the ball, throw a lot of short passes, move it up and down the field, win time of possession, make enough plays, kick some field goals, and to keep this sucker close and have a chance to win it late in the game. Well, I would guess that would be, and not doing anything crazy, I'm sure they're looking and telling their offensive line, hey, you got to do what everybody else has done, and that's dominate their defensive line and get after them. Hey, man, one thing about professional sports, they're all copycat leagues. Some's working. Everybody looks and goes, wow, that Colts, boy, they had a pretty good game plan. Patriots tried to do the same thing. Didn't look exactly the same. And you got some help. Still should have won that game twice in the fourth quarter, but you didn't. And then you play the Bills. They came out and ran for 100 yards in the first half of that game. You're going, oh, my God, what are we doing? What are we doing? I did a better job in the second half. But you got to figure a way to win, man. You need a lot of guys on both sides, so we're not sitting here pointing a finger at one guy. This is stop the run, get a good pass rush, probably going to have to cover a little bit. Although I got to tell you, man, the last game was not about coverage for me, except the broken coverage at the end of the game that cost you a 30-yard play and put it away. They kick a field goal off of it. But outside of that, it is it's guys up front have to do a better job. But make no mistake about it, at the end of the day, saying all this stuff, Tua, and these guys talked on their podcast that the league and the number one goal is to keep Tua healthy, which means a lot of quick passes, a lot of anticipation passes early, get rid of the ball so he doesn't hold it back there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And take extra hits. And he's kind of playing that way.
So this doesn't seem like a long-term solution then.
Well, listen,
it's not sustainable to have a guy that plays that way. But to go back to Tyreek really quick, I wonder what the timeline is to get, you know, like they were talking about the stuff that's going on with the league investigation. If that lingers through the trade deadline, it'd be very tough to trade for him, right?
Yes.
Because here's the thing, like they find out, they have evidence that, I don't know, someone else doesn't have it. I don't know who they're going to interview, Joe, to do this thing. But if they,
well, first
they
of all,
find out, hey, you know, we're going to suspend this guy.
If the soon to be ex-wife, because I got to keep saying, I thought they were divorced, but they're not, soon to be ex-wife.
They're in the process.
Says, I'm done with this. I don't want to talk about it. And she didn't talk to the investigator. It's done. He's going to walk right out of the room and he's going to go, it's over.
Well, she's angry and she wants to talk.
Now, she's still angry as she was when she sat down with him for that, what, deposition, and went after everything and did play-by-play of everything that happened, this thing could get a little bit interesting. But the Tyreek Hill on the football field.
I just wonder if they're going to clear him, though, like before the deadline. Like, was the NFL going to say, hey, we're done. You know, this is not going to be a thing. Because it'd be very difficult to trade for him if he's still under that investigation.
Yeah. Listen, man, everybody's been trading this guy. You were trading him in the offseason. You were trading him during camp. Everybody's trading him. Everybody's trying to trade Tyreek Hill. And I'm like, look, man, if you're trying to win this thing, I do agree with those guys yesterday. If you trade him, then you are throwing in your frigging towel.
What are we trying to win? Don't try to sell though. Me. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what are we trying to win at this point? We trying to beat, like, the bottom of the league? Like, you're hoping you beat the Jets. I know it's, like, the next thing up here, but.
Yeah,
and that's why people in the offseason, because you had people like Omar, who was clearly on to something, was like, they're rebuilding. And they are doing some kind of rebuild. Look, man, they need.
Well, wait a sec. Where are you going on this? It's not a complete rebuild by the guys.
Well, Omar was right in the offseason, right? Omar was right.
I don't know what Omar said. Omar says all kinds of stuff. Which one, Omar? Omar's all over the board. What do you mean?
I understand why people were saying trade him in the offseason, because they. It appears that this team was in some sort of rebuild mode.
Not a great
start.
This
is the worst roster they've put together under this regime with Mike.
Yes.
By far the worst roster.
Yes. Yes, it is. No question. This does not look like a couple years.
This is not a team that is going to have success this season. I don't care how they turn it around, who they beat coming up here in this little stretch of weak teams. This is not a team that is going anywhere.
I'm telling you, when the GM has to meet, and they talk a lot, the owner.
I'd love to hear one of those meetings.
I would too. I told you. Yeah. I'd give a paycheck up to hear that conversation.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, half a paycheck.
Jeez.
Maybe I got a little carried away there. All right, hey, listen, we got to go to break here. We got a lot more stuff.
Can't pay for those streaming services this month. Yeah, I gave up my check so we could hear a Greer meeting with Ross.
Jeez. Yeah, but so I think common sense, I said this yesterday, that everybody over there in training camp land where they practice has all said the same thing. No. We got the talent to win. And okay. We still believe we have
Ross
not changed.
He doesn't buy that, though. He can't.
So what? No. He did this before the season. He said, all right, what are we doing? I'll guarantee it. They did not. There was nobody who had the basketballs to say to Stephen Ross, I know you may not understand this, but we like this team a lot. We think this team, if it stays healthy, we got a chance. So you throw that healthy thing in there just in case you have a lot of guys get injured. You go, well, a lot of guys got injured. You can't win with that group, man. We got hit hard again in the IR team. Boy, we got killed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.